Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, Nike. And Jalen, are you on the phone?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Jalen. How are you?
I'm good. And you, Nike?
I'm doing great. Guys, thank you for tuning in to another episode of G-Spot. That was Lover of the Keys that we came on playing. It's the same lady that we played last week. Her MySpace information is Lover of the Key, MySpace.com/Lover of the Keys. And tonight we're going to be going into part two of defining lesbian roles and categories. Last week we talked about part one. If you weren't able to listen in live to last week's episode, you can always go back and listen to the episode at blogtalkradio.com/spokenchaos. Last week, we did have a lot of great feedback as well as a lot of suggestions to make the show a little bit better. So we definitely want to say thank you, ladies, for calling in, and thank you guys for sending your email comments to us. It definitely means a lot. Last week we also primarily talked about a lot of the butch and aggressive roles, and it was we were responding off of something, an article that was written by Natalie Simone. This week we're going to do a little bit more follow-up on what we did last week, and we're also going to get to talk about the femme roles tonight. So I'm really looking forward to that. What about you, Jalen?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to getting to you all.
Yeah, that's going to actually be great. Let me ask you, did you want me to read one of the comments that we got from last week's show?
I have read some of the comments, and I am very grateful for the different comments that we get because, as you said, it only helps us to create a better show for the listeners. So
okay.
I did get a chance to go through.
Now, tonight we are going to do something a little bit different that we're trying to pick up, which is we'll read a category or two, and then we'll like for you to call in to the show so that we can take your call and get your comments. If you want to call into the show, dial in to 646-378-1835. Once again, that's 646-378-1835. And if you want to listen to it on a computer, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/spokenchaos. And just to recap on last week, we talked about the Touch Me Not Butch, the New Age Stud slash Soft Stud, the Femme Stud, the I Wish I Was Hard Stud, the Fake Butch, the Versatile Dyke, a.k.a. the Lost Somewhere in Between Dyke. So tonight we're going to be talking about the film. I'll actually start off with the films that we talked about, that we're going to talk about tonight. The very first film that we're going to get into talking about is called The Pillow Princess. And it says, this is a type of woman that gets involved with a touch-me-not butch. She is used to being taken care of by her butch. She is also used to being pleasured totally in bed. She will not give her woman head because she does not know how or never had to learn how to. AKA head is she will not go down on you. She doesn't want to munch your carpet, lick your click, that good stuff. She will treat her butch like a woman would treat her man. Their roles are old-fashioned and rigid. What do you think about the Pillow Princess, Jalen?
Well, I think the Pillow Princess, I think that's a very good description. They do definitely treat their women just as a woman would treat her man or, you know, her husband or whatever the case may be. The Pillow Princess that I know of, they fit this description very well. And they don't do any carpet munching, you know. But, you know, I think that that also, it complements that Touch Me Not Stud that, you know, we touched on last week. They, you know, you do your thing, I do my thing, you go down on me, but you already know I'm not going to do that.
Right.
So
let me ask you this. When we said last week that, or I think I was the one that said that, I think that the Touch Me Not Butch sort of falls outside of the categories for homosexuality. Do you think then that the Pillow Princess is actually a lesbian, or do you think that she is just sort of happens to fall into it?
Okay. Well, I think that this type of woman is not a lesbian because I feel that a lesbian is okay with eating pussy. Okay? But here's the thing. Is a straight woman not a straight woman because she doesn't give her man head?
Very, very, very good. Well, the only thing that I said, outside of being just what she does in bed, these are typically the women that they will only date that hard butch. And it's like, it almost feels as if they are only lesbians that like to be with women that assume a male-like role. Just what it seems like.
Yeah, I do agree with you because the studs that they get with oftentimes don't want them to work or, you know, just do certain things that are characteristic of males. You know, they make sure that they are treated just as a man would treat his woman. So, and I think total princesses choose that, I guess, way of life because it makes them feel comfortable with the lifestyle, with the quote unquote alternative lifestyle. You know, it doesn't really seem like they're not really, really gay simply because they've got a girl that exudes masculinity to the fullest.
I absolutely, positively can agree with that tonight. I'm going to enjoy talking about films. And can you introduce our audience to the next category?
Yes, ma'am. The next category is the New Age film, and it's described as, she is all woman and very feminine. She will, however, love to play an active role in the bedroom. She enjoys pleasuring her woman and especially likes to give her head. She may get with the touch-me-not stud and be totally unhappy, or get with a soft stud / new age stud and be satisfied totally, well, for the most part. She will also mess with other sim women occasionally for the sexual gratification and to be able to explore her body like a butch or soft stud won't allow. She, however, won't be able to form a long-lasting relationship with the sim because she loves the dominance of a butch or soft stud.
Absolutely. Okay, a lot of things with this category. I identify with the New Age film in some ways. Here's the thing is that I think that even in defining these categories, do you think that a lot of our categories boils down to what we will and will not do in bed?
That's a very good question. Yes, I do agree. I think so. Because although the bedroom does not indicate what goes on, you know, in a relationship outside of the bedroom, it does carry over, you know. And as for your question, I think that these categories, they are completely based on what goes on in the bedroom. Because if I am in control completely in the bedroom, when we go outside of the bedroom, it's gonna be the same thing, you know, simply because in the bedroom, it's not just sex, but there's a lot of emotion and, you know, that mushy stuff, you know, the mush stuff. So it does carry over, definitely.
Okay. So here's my, okay, so for example, this says that she'll get with a touch-me-not stud and be totally unhappy. I'll get with a soft stud, new age stud, and be satisfied totally, well, for the most part. My thing is, I think that a lot of New Age films, it's sort of like, I think they want to have their cake and eat it too. And I'm being honest, and I think that's because let me finish this. Hold on. She'll get with the touch me not stud and be totally unhappy. I'll get with a soft age new stud and be satisfied totally well for the most part. But she'll also mess with other film women occasionally for the sexual gratification and to be able to explore her body like a butch or soft stud won't. However, she won't be able to form a lasting relationship with the film because she loves the dominance of a butch or soft stud. So it seems like she wants a woman that she can indulge herself in sexually. However, in order to be in a relationship with the woman, she wants her to be very dominant enough to be considered a stud, but not so to be a touch me not butch. You understand? So here's, it seems like if it wasn't for the sex, she would be with either.
Gotcha.
So personally to me, this just seems like a type of woman that likes to, it's not really about her characteristics, but rather about what a woman will or won't allow her to do sexually.
Yeah, I can completely agree with that. Nike, it sounds like you have some feedback on your end.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me, guys.
Okay.
Wasn't trying to do that. Is that a little bit better?
Yeah, I think that's a little bit better. But yeah, I completely agree. She has someone to take you to. That's the only way that she can be fully satisfied. But then, are those women, when they get into like long-term relationships, are they really happy? Like, is there always some part of them that just isn't quite fulfilled?
I think that they're never really fulfilled. I'm not going to say that. I think that the new age, here's the reason why I think that a new age film will do good with a not even a new age stud. I think a new age film wants a stud that will allow her to do the same things that a film would allow her to do in bed.
Okay.
Yet still be that very hard thud out in the streets. However, I think that sometimes you have to be careful because it begins to cross a line, whereas that new age film has to be able to see her stud woman in a dominant enough role that it doesn't take away from what she feels for her.
Okay.
Which is why she can't keep a relationship with a feminine woman, because she's not aggressive enough.
Okay. Now, see, I think that the new age that actually goes well with the femme stud category that we gave last week, and let me just read it real quickly. It says, this is the type of dyke that is very dominant and all boy in her thinking. She, however, has no problem rocking a short, tight hairstyle that will make any femme jealous, or she may wear it long. It says that she is similar to the new age stud in bed, meaning that she'll use a strap-on occasionally, but it's not necessary lovemaking, and she does like to be pleased by her woman. So I think that femme stud is I think that femme stud is actually a better match for that new age femme.
I agree with you. I think that's it. I think that, who are we, but if we were to do matchmaking, I think that a new age film would definitely go with the femme stud, with the exception of, I could easily see the new age film being at times very jealous of her femme stud. Especially if she could throw on a Jones in New York and look better like she did. She does.
Well, especially if they both go to like the beauty shop, and then the femme stud leaves out looking a whole lot better than the new age femme.
You know, they get ready to go to the club, and they're both sitting there curling their hair. You know, sometimes it's, hey, don't get me wrong, I love to see two films together sexually anyway, but I'm just saying. I mean, to me, hey, whatever floats your boat. But I definitely agree with you on that. I think that a new age film. If you think that, matter of fact, if you're listening to the show and you think that you are a new age film, give us a call. Our number here at the show is 646-378-1835. Or you can send your comments to us at gspotradioshow@gmail.com. If you give us a call tonight, the show is going from 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Feel free to call in. I'll see you call in. We will bring you on the air live with us tonight. And then, we'll take a break likely within the next 10 minutes to give you guys a chance to get your thoughts together and give us a call. Going on to the next category, the next one that we have here is the aggressive / dominant film. She will dress and act totally feminine. She, however, will be totally dominant. She will only date feminine women and will usually take on a dominant role in sex. This type will occasionally do the fake butch thing. Now, the things I can say about that. Can you see her doing the fake butch thing, Jay?
Say that again.
Can you see her doing the fake butch thing?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. Okay. I used to see myself as, actually, I'm not used to. I'm aggressive, film. However, the whole she will only date feminine women definitely doesn't apply to me. But I think that with aggressive films such as myself, it's just some. I mean, like, here's the thing about me. I can tell you, for example, when I'm not in a relationship, I tend to be attracted to both feminine women and aggressive women, yet I always assume the more dominant role when it comes to sex. it's something like I know that I'm a true lesbian because I like to touch, I like to play, I like to feel, I like the game, I like to come here, sit down, shut up because I said so. I like that type of thing. Yet at the same time, it's definitely more so in the bedroom than outside of the bedroom. Because outside of the bedroom, I do act totally feminine. Well, for the most part. But I'm more feminine outside of the bedroom than I think I like to be inside of the bedroom, which is why I can't agree with these women usually only date feminine women. I think that a lot of the times they do date aggressive women, but it just depends on the type of aggressive women. But they can also form very lasting relationships with feminine women. But to me, it's more so about what will you allow me to do to you sexually? And I think that would set whether it would be a relationship or just something sexually. But I definitely never did the fake butch thing. You're not going to catch me throwing on some baggy pants and some Tims trying to catch a girl. I'm not into that.
Yeah, I think that this type of film is the type of film that you often find that is, like, often a lot of people's, like, first female experience. You know, like, a lot of women, well, let me not generalize it, but I know some women, their first experience, it usually, or it is often with a person that, you know, they don't even really know is gay. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They don't give off that aura, that impression, but they get along with each other, and then one thing leads to the next, and panties are in the air, bras are on the floor, and all of that. So I think this is the type of woman that seduces, you know, older women that are like, you know, that have been married for like 30 years, and, you know, and it's like, oh my God, I didn't know that I ever had feelings for a woman, because this woman... this aggressive / dominant film, she's turned them out. Like, this is the type of woman that should have turned out Sybil Shepherd's character on The L Word.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you.
Well,
thank you.
Except for the verbal, like the visual, because I got a visual of Sybil was like, ooh. Like, I got a visual of Sybil and was like, no. I mean, she sounded good up until you gave me that visual. But I do agree with you. She's a sneak. This type is a sneaky ass because she does, like, see, I think that she's definitely a wolf in sheep's clothing because she makes those friendships with other feminine women And it's, because she is a femme, it is within our community, it's hands down, studs tend to make friends with studs or other aggressive women. Femmes tend to make friends with other feminine women. So what happens is it's sort of like putting a wolf in sheep's clothing and throwing them out there with your herd of sheep, having no idea the type of mess that you started. Because what ends up happening, and this is how a lot of women end up getting cheated on, is that feminine woman becomes friends with other feminine women. As they become friends, it's all good and well, and they're doing their femme thing, and they're, you know, however they are. But eventually, her femme friends begin to sniff out that dominance in her. And before they know it, they become attracted to the dominance that's inside of her. And next thing you know, she's slept with all of her friends while they're still friends and in relationships. And I think that that happens a lot in our community. You get those aggressive films or those dominant films, and other feminine women find themselves attracted to them because they sniff out that dominance.
That's kind of nasty that she sleeps with, like, everybody in the group. I mean, that's how you pass some old nasty stuff around. You pass something so nasty around until they have to name it after you, man. Nightitis.
Well, I would hope that enough chicks have learned from conscience that girl to girl you can be infected too. You know what? We have to take a side. Wait, let's just take a pause for the cause. If you don't know who conscience is, you guys have to go out and check out their sister. She is a gay female. Her book is called Girl to Girl, You Can Be Infected Too. It may be called Getting Unstuck. I'm not sure the exact name of it, but her name is Conscious. I'll Google her information and look it up for you. But basically what happened was she was a lesbian woman, and she ended up, she got AIDS. She caught AIDS from another female. So please don't think that you can't be infected, because you can. So you need to be making sure that you are protecting yourself. But also, what you just said, females sleeping with each other and sort of passing things around in groups, being that you brought that up, I know of two groups, actually, not like a group of women, but just like a circle of friends where they all are like sleeping with themselves, with each other, not themselves. We all sleep with ourselves in some way. You sleep with yourself, Jazz?
Hell yeah, I sleep with myself all the time.
I sleep with myself too. I think I sleep better with myself than I do other people at times, you know? Anywho.
Hell yeah. Cause see, I know the way I like to sleep.
I know if I like my pillow right up under my head, or if I need to, you know, throw that cover off my leg and really enjoy it. You know, right?
Yes, ma'am.
I think you all need to sleep with yourself a little more often. I think you all need to sleep with yourself a little bit more often. It feels good. But back to this group thing, and we're going to get back on topic, I know. But basically what ended up happening was one of the girls within their group had herpes.
Ooh.
And they began passing it around to each other unknowingly.
Ooh.
Isn't that nasty?
You know what? That's an old nasty ass dyke circle shit.
A what?
That's that nasty ass dyke circle shit that we used to talk about, like, we talked about it a couple of years ago when we were in the group for the ladies, and we used to talk about the dyke circles and stuff. Hell, now that she done passed around herpes, hell, they might as well keep sleeping together. They all got it now.
That's nasty. You're making my skin crawl. That's just nasty. Anyway, you know what? That needs to be one of our that needs to be one of our segments. But so yeah, absolutely. Give us the email and let us know if you've read into any circles or cycles, just nasty women. But outside of the nasty part of the femme aggressive woman. I was just saying that to say that I think that she attracts other feminine women because of that inner dominance. That's not typical. You're not typically able to look at her and see.
Yeah, I agree with you. I definitely agree.
Ooh, okay. What we're going to do right now is we're going to take a small break. We're going to allow you to listen to another track from Lover of the Keys. And while we're doing that, like I said, if you're listening to the show, you can call in at 646-378-1835. If you call into the show, we'll definitely love to talk with you, so just hold until the music is over. If not, then certainly send us an email. You can email us at gspotradioshow@gmail.com. And we are now on MySpace, so make sure you check us out at myspace.com/gspotradioshow. And also, since we're about to go to a brief commercial break, if you're one of our Podomatic people, like you like podcasts like I do, if you go to Apple iTunes, you can put in Nike, NYKI. If you put in NYKI, it will bring up the podcast, and you'll be able to subscribe to have these shows automatically downloaded onto your iPod or any other device where you can subscribe to an RSS feed to get the information. So we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with you after the music. All right?
Do you understand me?
Do you understand?
The way you treat me, darling, it just ain't fair. It just ain't. Listen up, my baby, I can't take this no more. Do you understand me? I love you, I do, but now it's time for you to go. Do you understand me? You're heavy on my heart, and that weight I just can't bear. The way you treat me, darling, it just ain't fair. It just ain't. Do you understand me? Do you understand me? Do you understand me? Do you understand me?
Okay, thank you guys for waiting so patiently. Once again, that was Lover of the Keys. You can catch her at myspace.com/Lover of the Keys. If you are an LGBT artist, yes, we did say LGBT artist because we are looking to feature you. This show is definitely for us, by us, and we want to give you an opportunity to showcase your work to our listeners. So you can, if you're interested in featuring some of your music on the show, you can contact us on our MySpace page, or you can send us an email. We'll definitely be able to listen to your music and let you know if we're interested in featuring you. Jalen, are you back with us? Here we have Jalen on with us.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear
Hi.
You.
All right.
Hi. You know, I didn't tell everybody that when we were on break, Jalen was talking a little mean to me. But, yeah, she was talking mean to me, and I had to remind her that we were in front of company. So, I'm not going to give her my pouty face, but I am a little upset with her right now. So, anyway, continuing on. While we were on hold, I pulled up the feed information. So for you guys that do podcasts, you know what the feed is. You can subscribe to our feed by putting in blogtalkradio.com/spokenchaos/feed, F-E-E-D. And that will allow each segment to automatically be downloaded to your computer, your device, your iPod, whatever it is that you use to listen to your podcast. So that's definitely a great way if you're looking to keep updated on our shows. So far, we have talked about the Pillow Princess, the New Age film, and the aggressive or dominant film. Now, this is a warning or a disclaimer for the categories we are going to get into next. We did not write this. this was written by a young lady by the name of Natalie Simone. Natalie Simone wrote this many years ago. I know that I remember being in my teens when I first read about it. If I was in my teens, then Jalen, she must have been in her Pampers. So this was quite awesome.
You know what? Do not go there. Do not go there. Don't let me tell them what size the pins you wear. Okay, don't let me tell them how you got not just the pins, but you even got the poise patch.
I'm not that old, Elva. Oh goodness, that's funny. But needless to say, yes, it was not wrote by us. That is what we are trying to get to. So we say something that offends you, well, I'm happy that we were able to invoke some emotion in you. That means that we must have said something that was worth listening to. If you don't like it or you have some comments about it, email us. Come on the show. Speak your mind. You can email us at gspotradioshow@gmail.com. I say it all the time. Call our bluff. Give us a call or call into the show. We definitely love to hear callers because that gives the listeners a chance to see what everybody else has to say. So, without further ado, Jalen is going to take us into the next topic after the aggressive or dominant film.
Okay, so Nike is making me read the really horrible one. And like she said, we did not write this, okay? So if you decide that you're angry about this and you want to stalk somebody and kill them and cut out their uterus, don't come to us. Please don't, okay? This is called the true bisexual, okay? This is a woman that can form meaningful relationships with both sexes. When she is with a woman, she is only with her and fits totally into the gay world with no problem. When she is with a man, she fits totally into the straight world and totally loves him. She is not really confused. She just falls in love with a person and not a gender. She usually prefers sex with women, but some can enjoy both equally. She is usually attracted to the soft stud / tomboy types, but may have a lot of problems in the relationships because of the stud's fear that she is not true to the game and will eventually go back to men. Sexually, she is very aggressive in bed. Nike, what do you think?
Well,
Nike, you there?
I'm here. That's not really getting into the hard ones. I can respect that. That I can respect. I had a girl ask me at work the other day, you know, well, actually what she said was, you know, a lot of people don't like me because I'm bisexual. And, you know, I sort of thought, well, it's not because you're bisexual why a person wouldn't like you. I think we're going to get into some other things that we'll talk a little bit about what we don't like, us lesbians. This type, I don't mind. I feel like a person does have the right to go either way that they choose to. When she's with a man, she fits into the straight world and totally loves him. She's not confused. She falls in love with a person and not a gender. I think that is 100% okay. I do believe that a lot of aggressive women thinks that, well, actually I think that a lot of lesbians, when they do deal with a woman that is a true bisexual, it's not that she's, I think they're just pretty much scared that, not that they're going to say, hey, I don't want to be in this relationship with you anymore, that I want to go back and be with the guy, but they sort of turned off by the fact that they may cheat on them with the guy. And, you know, if you're a lesbian, that is the ultimate do not do. Do not cheat on me with a man. I definitely think that most lesbians will take being cheated on with another female better than being cheated on with a male. So the true bisexual, you know what? I say I can respect that. And if that's who you are, keep on. All of us lesbians aren't hating on you because you do have the right to fall in love with a person and not a gender. I think society should be more like that on a whole. I just think that please be upfront and honest about what you do. That's a disclaimer. It is not our fault if some lesbian whoop your ass because you didn't tell her to choose bisexual. Just saying. That's just a disclaimer.
I completely agree with you. I know of like bisexual females that weren't upfront and had a girlfriend, and then the bitch got pregnant. It's like,
was
but,
it planned? Like
no,
okay.
Oh, no.
Okay, so it was like, you know, babe, I got something to tell you, and it's like, I got something to tell you, too, and it's like, I love you, I'm pregnant, that type of conversation? You can't
no,
just throw
like,
that type
no.
of shit on nobody. Oops, I'm pregnant.
No, it's more like, yeah, baby, I want to tell you something. Yeah, I want to tell you something, too. Baby, I love the way our relationship has been going, and I think I'm ready for us to get married. So what is it that you have to tell me? Baby, I'm pregnant, you know, and it's like, I don't have a problem with the true bisexual, okay? But I don't like dating bisexuals because I have security, you know, insecurity issues with that. And,
wow.
And because I feel like, hell, like Natalie Simone said, I feel like I feel like she just may cheat on me. And though it's
mm-hmm.
not, though that has nothing to do with her being bisexual as much as it is her being faithful and committed,
mm-hmm.
If you're going to cheat on me with a woman, please. It
right.
just does some, it just does something to my ego to, you know, to be with a woman and have her cheat on me with a man, you know. That's like, that's the type of stuff that would make me bust out of my clothes and turn into the Incredible Hulk, you know. That's not cool. But like you said, you know, whatever floats your boat, and, you know, as long as you're faithful to whoever you with, it doesn't matter if you with a dog, a cat, a man, or a woman. So.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you. Ladies, please take heed. Next time you and your chick sit down to talk, if she tell you something like this and then ask you, what did you have to say? Tell her, I just switched money by switching to Geico. And leave that hoe. Leave her alone. Okay, we're going to stop playing. Go into the next category. These are the type of chicks that I don't like. Fake bisexual. This is the type of woman that most of us real lesbians run from. She is not really bisexual. She is just having sex with women for the freak factor. In other words, she is just freaky in bed, and that is all there is to her with women, just being freaky. She will usually have a boyfriend and wants him to join in on the fun, or she is doing it to fulfill his fantasy. Sometimes, though, if her man is cool with it, they will have sex one-on-one with a woman. These are the type of aggravated women that have personal ads asking for a threesome with you, or have personal ads that say, I already have a man, just looking for a feminine female friend for fun. A lot of the time, they are just having sex with women to please their man. Some may actually like sex with women, but prefer men hands down. They will only get down with other femme women because this is the only type their man will allow in the bedroom. Also, they are just doing it for the sex, so they want a woman that looks and acts like them. She will usually date other fake bisexual women or look up and get with a bi-curious woman and turn her on or off to sex with women. What do you think about that one?
Well, I don't really have much to say about these women because I don't deal with them. Like Natalie Simone said, they don't let me in their bedroom. you know, they don't really let films in their bedroom. So,
okay,
yeah.
You have a point there. You have, oh gosh, you really have a point there. But I guess the thing, you might is, I mean, I couldn't imagine them letting her aggressive. I mean, I could imagine her boyfriend there naked and you there with your strap. That just don't go together. It's just like allowing another man to sleep with your woman. Most men are not going to do that. But, I mean, the thing with this one is I feel like if you're going to be something, you need to be it. But to pretend, this is like that fake I wish I was hard stud, you know. A lot of these women do not come up front and say, you know, hey, I'm not really gay, I'm just doing this for the sex. A lot of them don't put out those personal ads displaying that, because if they put out that personal ad, you know, ha, leave them alone, go the other way, unless you're just looking to get some. And even then, I definitely wouldn't mess with that type. But it's just I just do not like that these type of women often do not keep it real. They don't put out there exactly who they are. They do not state their intentions. And then they get other women emotionally involved with them before actually putting, you know, actually speaking the truth and saying, hey, I actually have a boyfriend or I have a husband. For those of you that's been listening to my other series, which is Lying to Survive, that is exactly what's going on with the main character, Nyjah. This is a woman that was involved with another woman for the past year before the other woman finds out that she's married to another, to a man, and they're still living together, sleeping together, having sex on a regular basis. So it's those women that sort of lie and they betray your trust, and I think that is very hurtful. I think that is very misleading, and I think that it sort of, it gives bisexuals a very bad name. Because when people hear of bisexual, they don't think of a true bisexual. Oh, the woman that's going to fall in love with a person, not a gender. No, when people hear bisexual, they think of that ad looking for threesome. They think of that woman that they found out was really sleeping with them, plus their husband's boyfriends, other guys, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that, I know I have a lot to say, but I think that even though girl to girl you can be infected, and either way you, you know, you just have to be, you know, cautious no matter who you're sleeping with. I will step out on the limb to state my opinion and say that I think that with a lot of these fake bisexuals, it does open a breeding ground for diseases to be passed back and forth more openly, because these are women that are openly sleeping with other women and then sleeping with other men, and it's not for the relationship factor. It is just for the sexual factor. So I the fake bisexual, I wish you just be real about who you are, and if you're going to do it, stay true and teach us up front.
Yeah, you know, as far as what you just said, I really wish that we had a doctor or somebody who's into the medical field, you know, like infectious diseases, that could call in and give us some information about that, because, you know, most lesbians think, oh, no, I'm not going to sleep with a bisexual chick because she'll get some, you know, she'll give me something and have my mouth all blistered up or whatever. But I wonder if that's, you know, truly the case. You know, theoretically, yeah, it sounds like, you know, you could get something easier from a bisexual chick than you can from just a lesbian. But I think that's something that that we definitely like. Well, actually, I know that that's something that we definitely like to hear feedback about. If you all, if anybody knows anything about that, please send us an email. Give us a call right now.
Okay. Actually, Jazz, give me just a moment. I do see caller 773-793. Let's see here.
Okay.
Hello, caller 773-793.
Yeah.
You're on the air.
I was just calling in to make a comment about the subject that you touched on before the reading that was read, as far as the bisexual woman who's faithful to who she's with.
Mm-hmm.
I just called to make a comment referring to that. I don't see how it could be such a big issue if the bisexual woman is faithful to who she is with. So therefore, how could it cause a problem if it's not? It's not as if she's cheating. It's more as if she is dealing with whoever she is with. So I don't see how it could cause a concern to whether she is a full-blown lesbian or if she is straight or bisexual, however you will refer to her, if she's faithful to who she's with.
So are you talking about the true bisexual woman?
Yes, the true bisexual woman. I don't see how
Absolutely.
We can even refer to a fake bisexual woman, because therefore it would refer to whoever she's dealing with. If a bisexual woman who's only bisexual because of her mate asking her to be, you should
mm-hmm.
question the woman that's sleeping with her.
Hmm. That's a very, very good, that is a very good statement. Question the woman that's sleeping with. What if they don't know that they're sleeping with a woman that's also in a relationship with a man?
If they don't know, then maybe, you know, that definitely can be an issue. But how could the fake bisexual woman be sleeping with another woman without her mate knowing, if it's basically only encouraged by her mate? That would be something that would be more like a threesome or something like that. But if she's dealing with a woman, she couldn't be fake per se if she's dealing with a woman on a sneak tip.
Absolutely. I think, callers, if you guys are listening and you agree with that, give us a call and let us know what it is that you think. Caller, I thank you so much for calling in to voice your opinion on that. Okay?
You're welcome.
Now, absolutely. If you, I do understand what she's saying. The thing is that a lot of these women cheat with their partners, and or they, their partner will know, their boyfriend will know that their girlfriend is a bisexual. But what will happen is the person that they're sleeping with, the female that they're sleeping with, won't know that she has a, that the other lady has a boyfriend. So I think that that's what happens a lot of the times. Caller, give us a call. Let us know what it is that you think about it. And I'm going to read the next section here before the end of the show. And this is the bi-curious woman. A bi-curious woman is curious about being with another woman sexually. Maybe it's because she is tired of men, or maybe it's because she finds the idea of being with a woman fascinating because the media hypes it so much. Maybe she watched a lesbian film and it turned her on a little, and she wants to experience the real deal. She is usually dating a man, or she is in between relationships but finding herself attracted to women. Usually one or two things happens. She tries it and loves it and becomes gay or bisexual, more become gay, or she never has the balls to try it and remains curious for the rest of her life. Some bi-curious women fall into the fake bisexual category, or so they want their man to believe. It is just a way for them to get in with women without their man feeling threatened, especially if she shares the fantasy with him. Sometimes these bi-curious, now fake bisexuals become real gay after the experience. Either way, I should warn the bi-curious that this is nothing to play with. It is really just about sex with women. It is very emotional, and the love and the loving are on a whole different level. Ask the millions of bi-curious women who tried it and loved it or can't or won't go back to men. This is not for the weak-minded, because the wrong woman can drive you crazy, and a woman's touch is as addictive as a drug. Well, that statement, I certainly have, I agree with it. To me, I feel like a lot of women that are now gay started off sort of bi-curious. A lot of lesbians were dating guys and, you know, eventually decided that, you know, they had certain feelings that they wanted to act upon with another woman, and then they act on those feelings, and they never turned back to dating guys. So I do feel like, I think that a lot of women in our lifestyles start off bi-curious to begin with. Jalen?
Yeah, I definitely
agree.
Yeah,
you took a break on us, huh?
You said what?
You were taking a break on us, huh?
No, I was actually thinking, I think that I'm going to save my comments until next week, because I've got a feeling that we're going to get a lot of feedback about this. Anybody that has any comment about anything that we've said, please check out our MySpace page. We will have this whole category list on the page, as well as information about our musical feature of this week, Lover of the Keys. And I'm going to say, yeah, I'm going to save my comments until next week after I see a little bit about, you know, what the listeners say.
Okay, well, I do see that we only have 1 minute left, so I will make this quick. I want to thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of G-Spot. I don't care if you're gay, bisexual, fake, not, whatever you are. This is a spot where you can come, be yourself, say exactly whatever it is that you have to say, and we're not judging you. This is a spot that's made for you, by you. If you want to send your comments to us, email us your comments, gspotradio@gmail.com. You can check us out at MySpace, myspace.com/gspotradio. As well, you can get look us up on iTunes at just put in Nike, NYKI, and our information will come up. I want to say thank you to all of our listeners. Tune in next week for another episode of G-Spot. This is certainly for you. And I hope you all have a very great night. Because I can't
Blog Talk Radio.